Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with documentary filmmaker Niobe Thompson, who has been traveling the world to shoot his latest project, a three-part documentary for The Nature of Things called Human, The Miracle of a Species. Niobe, thanks for joining me.
I'm very happy to be here.
So can you tell me about Human, The Miracle of a Species?
Yeah, well, this is a three-part series that explores the emergence of modern humans, that is, Homo sapiens in Africa, and then follows their dispersal out of Africa and around the planet, and finally to the New World in Australia. And so it's a broad canvas. It's a canvas broader than we've ever worked on before, because we have done a series of documentaries in previous years about aspects of our journey, our story. This time we're really looking at that critical phase in the story of our species when we became indistinguishable from us today, when we became both physically modern and also cognitively modern, that is, when the modern brain arrived. And then we asked the question, how is it that we survived the world that we came into? Because one of the things that scientists are now discovering is that our species emerged just when the climate, the global climate, became more volatile than it had been for a long time. In fact, the last million years is the most volatile million years on planet Earth since the extinction of the dinosaurs, which happened 65 million years ago. So it's interesting and a little mysterious that we would have come onto the scene not in a good time for planet Earth, but in a very difficult time for planet Earth. And that's the starting point for this the story that we tell about the miracle of our evolution and our survival to the point where we're now a dominant species and there's 7 billion of us scattered around the planet living in every ecosystem.
Now, you say that's the starting point. Where are you at right now in production?
We just finished our longest sustained shoot. The shooting window is a year and a half long, and it'll stretch into August, but we had a 6 to 7 person crew working around the world for 5 months straight. We started in October and wrapped up in the middle of winter. And we just had so many locations to go to that we couldn't return to Canada between them. And so although members of the crew were shuttling back and forth from locations to Canada with footage and to take breaks, the director of photography, Darren Donahue, and I were just out there, and we clocked up over 50 flights moving from country to country, visiting scientists, but also shooting dramatic recreations all over the world and visiting traditional cultures who offer a window on our past.
You're the producer, director, and host of Human, The Miracle of a Species, and I'm wondering if you're also featured as a subject, as you have been in past documentaries.
Yeah, I'm a social anthropologist by training, but I don't have active research. I don't have an excavation or a field site. I'm a full-time filmmaker now. So when I go on this journey of discovery, it really is that. I have a question that I'm burning to answer, and so I use my academic training to reach out to scientists and to visit them, usually in the field, when they're actually in their field sites doing research or in their laboratories. And so I suppose I am on that blurry line between subject and host, where you really are following me on a journey, and at the same time, I'm talking to the audience about what I'm learning, and I'm passing over some key pieces of information so that the audience understands what's happening on screen. I'm also the narration voice, so the whole time you're watching the series, you're hearing me talk to you, and if that doesn't get annoying over 3 hours, I'll be very happy.
Have you been surprised by what you've discovered in the filming process, or is it all sort of supporting the thesis you had going in?
Well, when you conceive of a documentary like this, you do as much research as you can. But then, in order to really push the boundaries, you go into unpredictable settings. And so one of the things that we do is we visit traditional cultures in very remote places, and we try to use that as a way of traveling back to our own origins. And, you know, very conscious of the fact that we're always visiting cultures in the present day, cultures that understand that there is a bigger world out there. But if we can find hunter-gatherers or nomads, they can show us certain things about how our ancestors might have lived. And so we went to a part of the Philippines that is almost never visited by outsiders because there's a civil war. This is the southern Philippines, and there's been a Muslim insurgency for 40 years, and it's been a very dangerous place to visit. And yet we knew that this was the homeland of the last surviving nomadic freediving culture, the Bajau. And no film crew had ever been able to reach them and document their way of life. And so we spent a year preparing for it, and we finally got the support of the armed forces in the Philippines who protected us while we worked there. And so we were able to go right into the homeland of the Bajau, and I was able to dive with these breath-holding freedivers. They're essentially hunter-gatherers on the floor of the ocean. And it was just fascinating to see how well they could dive, how long they could dive for, how deeply they could go, and how they could adapt a hunting and gathering way of life to an underwater universe. And that's just one example of the fantastic revelations that a lot of traditional cultures gave me through this story.
The finished product is going to broadcast early 2015, and it'll be on CBC's The Nature of Things. Is that right?
Yeah, in Canada we'll see it on The Nature of Things, that's right.
And where else will it be airing outside of Canada?
Well, we've got partners outside of Canada as well as the CBC in Canada, because this is an ambitious blue chip documentary and it's very expensive to make. So we had to raise money around the world. In the USA, the broadcaster is PBS and their top tier science strand Nova. And then in Europe, Arte is the broadcaster in French and German. And we think that there will be other broadcasters, many other broadcasters, as we provide rough cuts and show potential partners the nature of the film. That's how these things usually happen. But I'm quite certain that broadcasters in Western Europe, Austronesia, Asia will be taking the film, and so it'll be pretty easy to see on television.
And it's produced through Clearwater Documentary, your Gemini Award-winning company. So is the best place to go for information clearwaterdoc.ca?
It is. And in fact, we are now preparing a blog that tells the story of making the film and traveling around the world. And that'll be up very soon. And then shortly after that, we'll have a live website, which is going to be a kind of parallel, very ambitious project where you'll be able to go into certain worlds, the world of the Philippine freedivers, but also reindeer nomads in Russia and Kalahari Bushmen in southern Africa, and immerse yourself interactively in their lives. So the big website will be launched in the fall, a few months before broadcast. And so if you go through clearwaterdoc.ca, you'll be able to get links to all of those sites.
And why is the human, humans as a species, why is it so fascinating to you?
You know, the rule in documentary is if someone's made a documentary about a certain subject, it's been done, and you can't return to it for a long time. But the story of our species is different. We're just fascinated with our own story, and we're fascinated to learn why we are the way we are, how we got here, what our origins are. I mean, as an anthropologist, it's always been my fascination, but what I love about this subject is that people always find interest in it, whether they're specialists or not. You know, I think in this case, what I find special about the documentary subject is the dimension of how unlikely it is we got to where we are today. And, you know, really we think of humans as having evolved in a stable African environment, in a savanna environment, and having been masters of their world since their earliest days, but that's far from the truth. In fact, we almost went extinct as a species only about 100,000 years ago. We think that there were fewer than 600 breeding Homo sapiens left on the planet, and that is a very vulnerable point for our species in the recent past. And so I just am in awe of how close we came to the edge, and then how resourceful the survivors were at clawing back a place on Earth and then eventually spreading out of Africa around the world. That's why we've actually had to fight for the title Miracle of a Species with some of our broadcasters, but we feel that that's the title that best reflects the story we're telling, how unlikely, what a miracle it was that Homo sapiens got to where we are today.
Well, I really look forward to seeing it. Thank you very much for joining me, and best of luck with the edit and the rest of the shoot.
Thanks, Amanda. It was a pleasure.